The onset of spring has some Alaskans looking forward to fishing season. That includes employees at the state's new sport fish hatchery in Fairbanks, whereas KUAC's Dan Bross reports they're hoping for conditions less extreme than those experienced last year.
The Ruth Burnett Sport Fish Hatchery is in its second full season of operation. The $46 million state facility in Fairbanks released its first runs of fish last year, and hatchery manager Gary George is overseeing its second crop of five species.
Arctic char, Arctic grayling, rainbow trout, Chinook salmon, and cohos.
Tens of thousands of fish are awaiting spring in large indoor tanks at the hatchery. They've been carefully fed and monitored for more than a year, and now it's just a matter of weeks until breakup allows their release.
So you're always antsy that something's going to go wrong. Even though we haven't had any hiccups or something, there's always kind of that anxiety. It's the closer you're reaching your maximum production and your biomass, that it's just nice to get them out the door and have that, because you've got, 14 months invested in it.
George is hoping this spring will be a little more normal than last year, when extended cold followed by an abrupt warm-up resulted in tough conditions for fish released into some area lakes.
It was kind of a dual whammy on them, because where they could find the adequate dissolved oxygen, it was too warm. And where it wasn't too warm, there wasn't oxygen, so.
The situation resulted in some of the hatchery fish dying after release and delay of additional stocking until mid-August. George is anticipating more normal spring conditions for this year's release, an operation that involves pumping the fish into specialized tank trucks for transport.
I mean, it sounds like it would be stressful to the fish, but actually they do amazingly well.
The fish are destined for dozens of lakes from Fairbanks to Glen Allen, including a few spots where they're aerially dropped into the water. Many will be caught by anglers this summer, some will die in the fall, and others will overwinter. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.